Welcome back to Welcome to This. My name's Kevin Pollock. What's that? Yes, I do think it's a good idea to experiment and find out if I cut out all the opening bullshit and just get right to these scenes. We all won't have more time to be fun and silly. So that's what we're going to try today.
Wow.
How was that?
Experiment
number one. Your suggestions, thank you very much for joining us, and please continue to write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. We appreciate hearing from you so much that we've been doing most of our scene setups from your fan mail suggestions. This one, in fact, first one comes in from Stefan Wilson, and it could be Stephen. The PH throws me. Could
Stefan.
Yeah, right? But I know some people who, Stephen is their name, and
it
they go
is
PH.
Stephen.
It's Stephen. No, Steven's with an F.
A-N or E-N?
Oh, there you
well,
go.
Well, how would you say Stefan?
How would you say Stefan?
You just did.
If there's an E, I would say Steven.
There's an E, and I'm very glad I cut
two
out.
Two E's.
I'm very glad I cut out all the preamble so that we can get right.
to name buy. Talk.
So Stephen
names.
Wilson, who sometimes goes as Stefan, writes, I enjoy your podcast. I get to laugh every time I hear it. Wow, that's impressive. Every time? Damn.
You get to.
I have been watching shows about old England lately and thought I could give you a suggestion to try somewhere in medieval England. Oh, great. We get to hear one of Joey's horrible British accents. Wow, I'm so excited. The ancestors, way, 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 way before there was modern times, the ancestors of a CNN news team are doing 24-hour news as town criers. They have to deal with slow news periods and breaking news from the edge of town where the on-location reporter has to write his updates on paper, seal it with his wax seal, and send a runner back to the news team. There's also a rival news team on other town crying corners on the next block.
Translates well to audio.
All right, and you're on in 5, 4.
How's my face? Face all right?
You got pock marks all over your face.
That's what I mean. How is it?
It's not good.
What do you mean?
Boy, the sun is rising. Come on, let's go.
Oh,
the sun is rising.
Go.
Let's go.
All right, leave with story one.
Two.
Story one.
One.
Right.
Plague coming.
Shut up.
Try to sleep.
Plague coming.
Oh, shut the fuck up, boy.
Listen to the man. There's a plague coming.
It's the same plague.
We're not fucking
around. What's a bloody plague?
What's a plague?
I don't know. He said a plague's coming.
What's a plague?
Everyone run out from the square. Hide the children. A plane is coming.
I'm not taking a piss. It's a plague and it's coming.
It's a plague. Look at his face.
Look at my face.
Ew.
Right?
He's got it. He's got the plague.
I've got it now.
Somebody get that guy off the street. He's got the plague.
Gotta move on to the next block. You heard what I said.
Oh, shut up.
Pardon me. How much for the flowers?
3 shillings.
Oh, it looks like that little boy shit himself. That little boy just shit himself.
Wait, that's good for the news. Little boy shit himself, he's shite right.
No, no, don't talk about that.
What's that, a little boy shit himself?
He's shite right below,
little
boy.
A little boy shit himself.
Get an interview with the boy.
I know, well.
Someone in the field get an interview with the boy.
Hello, I'm here on the lovely cobbles of this town. Right beside a wretched, putrid little boy who shit himself while selling flowers. Little boy, what have you said for yourself?
I'm not well. Me tummy hurts.
Oh, yeah, at first his tummy hurts. Well, keep selling those flowers. Now I'm going to shoot it over to my friend up in the mill. Danny, how's things going in the mill? Can you hear me?
Things are going great. I'll be in the mill. Look really high up. I'm going to jump down and see if I
get
in. Here we go.
Excuse me. That's me tummy again.
Oh, he jumped out of the mill and died.
That's news.
That's news.
Let's get to the next block quick.
Son, I was coming home from work today, and I...
Are you all right, old man?
Excuse me, hold on. I'm talking to my son here, okay?
Yeah, right. Just I heard you talking and you sounded ill.
I've got a tummy ache. My son's got a tummy ache.
Your son Tommy with a tummy ache?
Yes.
Lovely.
This is a private conversation.
Oh,
I got to have.
Anyone have any beef?
Oh, Jesus.
Pardon me.
It's an ogre.
It's an ogre. Son, come with me quick.
Daddy, I
it's
think.
It's an ogre. Run away.
I think
I'm not an ogre. I'm a nice man.
It's not just any ogre. It's Oscar the ogre. Hello, Oscar.
Hello. Have you any beef?
One moment.
A side of salted beef for me.
Daddy, I think the horsey we ate was rotten.
It might be true. I've been real sick today, and I overheard a town crier saying that you shit your pants today.
Yeah, because I think I ate the a rotten horse.
Oh, it's a terrible shame. Who's at the door?
Night Squad, come on, listen.
Look well.
Okay.
Don't hide.
Look well.
Night Squad, is that an ogre in it?
No,
I'm just over here behind the bushes.
All right.
Looking for beef. Have a pleasant evening.
Open up.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, Sadie. Heard about a little boy all sick. King was to see him.
Not in this house.
No, in this house.
We're well. We're very well.
Well, that may be. I might fake the little boy up to the king. He wants to see a little sick boy.
Let go of me. Daddy.
Let go of my son.
I'm putting him over my shoulder.
My mommy's dead.
What is that, boy?
She just left. She's not dead. She wasn't sick, and no one here in this house is sick. Put my boy down.
Did your mom die?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's a sad story.
She ate too much rotten horsey.
She was hit by a wild horse, is what it is. It's not contagious.
She was in love with Oscar the ogre. Sorry, Daddy.
Son, don't bring this up in front of the Night Guard.
I didn't think I'd get all that right now. That's a lot of information for me to digest.
Oh, excuse us, town crying news team here.
Oh, get out of here, come on.
Can we get exclusive?
Oh, come on, back on.
Can we get exclusive?
Are we gonna scope it?
This is a private family. We don't want to be discussing this.
It's just a little shit boy.
Love affairs, shit boy's house. King wants to know why.
All right, moving on. Just get out of here.
That's a story.
Oscar you're coming with
for
me.
Love.
You're coming with me to the king.
Son, bye, Daddy.
Give
bye.
Me a kiss. Give me a kiss, son.
Do you have the sick boy?
I do, my king.
Oh, thank you. Bring me the sick boy.
Bring in the sick boy.
Sick boy.
Sick boy.
Get the boy.
Right this way. Right this way. Don't look the king in the eye. I swear to Christ, I take your head off.
Look in my eyes, little sick boy.
I was told not to.
Oh, how interesting. He listens. Come here, boy.
Yes.
Oh, did you shit your pants?
Yes, king.
Yes, who?
King.
No, another one.
Yes, queen.
No. Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
I'll punch him in the gut for you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Welcome.
Your Highness, before you do anything terrible to me, I'm also full of talents.
Oh, look, I got a lyre here. Why don't you play us a little tune?
A lyre?
Yeah.
Okay. We want you to play a tune.
Okay.
Bring the tune on the lyre!
A lyre!
Bring up the tune!
Amuse
Do you know Stairway to Heaven?
No.
Don't think I do.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Okay.
More jelly.
All right.
I have to have a lot of jelly before I listen to music from sick children.
Your Highness.
I'm ready.
Okay. It kind of escapes me how that song goes.
Sire, terribly sorry to interrupt, but apparently there's some news. A plane is coming.
What's a plane?
I don't know, but the word on the street is that a plane is
bring
coming.
Bring me the plane and execute the sick child.
Yes, sire.
No!
Jesus Christ, you tell me we time travel on this thing?
Look, I don't know, Steve, okay? There was a dark cloud. You saw that cloud. I flew into the cloud.
Why'd you fly into it, man?
Where else am I supposed to go?
Around the cloud.
Okay, says you.
Do you guys want any more drinks up here?
Jessica.
Yeah?
Yes, we do.
Look
yes,
around.
Grey Goose? Goose and Maverick?
Oh. I'm glad you're all finding this very funny.
Where are we?
Look around, I don't know, a different time, that's
for
sure.
The plane!
Can you hear them down there? No, let's land this thing.
All right, sorry, I thought I could.
20.
Easy, oh, quick wow. land.
What the fuck is that then? Look at the size of it.
Shh.
Oh, it's opening up some sort of dragon from the sky, made of shiny.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Are you golds come from the sky?
Are we golds come from the sky?
What sort of dragon did you come in on?
Dragon that we come in on.
747?
The dragon's got a number. Guess that.
We're in England, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Is there a phone we could use?
A what?
A phone.
A telephone.
A telephone.
What would you do with it if we had one?
Call someone. I told you we time traveled.
We can call someone.
Should we call Jimmy?
There's no
Jimmy!
Way.
Jimmy!
Does anyone want any nuts or anything? Anything at all?
We're off the plane. We're off the plane.
I just never stop working.
You're off duty, Jess.
Thank you, though. Thank
due
you,
for a promotion. Yes.
Someone
okay.
call for Jimmy.
Oh, my God. That guy's got no face.
Holy shit.
Jimmy,
we were just demonstrating that we could also call people. We actually don't need anything.
This is for emergencies only. Don't just call me.
Are you all right?
I've told you it's for emergencies. Yeah. I'm an apothecary.
He's an apothecary.
You're right.
If you need anything, he'll eat you.
Right. He'll eat us? He'll eat us if we need anything?
He'll eat you.
Leeches, right. Leeches.
Oh, hold on, everybody. Hold on. Actually, I realize I have my cell phone on. There's no service, but let me see.
Why are you all so scared?
What, you got, what is
glowing.
That?
What is that weapon?
I told you we
it's like a fire from inside his hand.
Give us 1 second. We did not time travel.
You don't know the cell phone. They don't know the
You're
cell phone.
A maniac.
Maybe we did time travel.
Oh,
who
Jessica,
knows?
You think that every flight.
I don't know. Chad has good ideas.
Thank you.
This time it feels more realistic, doesn't it?
Look at that.
Look at the tunics. The smell the air. It smells of piss and sweat.
I don't know. Maybe we're in a small village somewhere.
Come on, you think all of England is like this? Still, this is ancient.
I think that we should bleed them out. They must be demons.
We bleed should definitely out. Kill them.
Whole bunch of leeches to bleed them out.
Lots of leeches.
I say we go more drastic than leeches.
More drastic?
Like a sword.
Okay.
Or a spear.
All right, team,
in
listen
the
up.
Face area.
I need new pantyhose.
For what?
Somehow
they
in that rough
strangely.
Landing, I snagged my hose on a chair.
Okay, well, don't blame this on me.
You just plummeted down. Cool. You landed this
no
plane
one
in 2 seconds.
No one blamed it on you, Chuck.
I said, I need pantyhose. Yes. All right,
listen,
we need
to get our heads about us, okay? Because they look kind of dangerous.
Oh, my God. I got your head about you.
Jessica, deploy the life raft.
I'm deploying the life raft.
Get the wedge, quickly.
Woo!
I got the
She's
wedge.
Got peanuts.
Peanuts, I've got an allergy to peanuts.
Jessica,
get him away.
Jessica, look at me. If we have time traveled and they are after us, well, certainly they just killed Chad.
Yeah.
What do we have on this plane that would blow their goddamn brains to pieces?
My firearms.
Go get your firearms.
Okay. I forgot to tell you, I've been bringing firearms.
Fine, go get them.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Now's the time. Okay, gentlemen. Okay, no problems. No problems.
You went inside the dragon and came back out again.
Did you want to maybe take a tour?
Tour?
A tour of the dragon?
Go inside of it.
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think we'd like that.
I'd
right?
like that. Here, put this leech on your face. Put this on your face.
Okay.
Jimmy, stop with the fighting leeches
just
already.
One at a time.
No
I got
cares.
Them. I got
what
them.
What kind of guns do you want?
I'll take everything you have. Well, big and pink.
Okay. Well, these are all your guns here. I just want to make sure we get it all down here.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. You want the big and pink ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can they be made pink if they weren't pink previously?
Yeah, it's going to take some time to dry, though.
I want a big one that makes fire come out.
Okay, a flamethrower?
Yes, a flamethrower. Can you cook with that?
I wouldn't recommend it, but from a distance.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm here to kill people.
Okay.
Just kidding. Protect myself.
Did we land?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes, we did.
That's fantastic.
We did a little quick landing, and so if I could just... Can you load those for me?
Yeah, of course. Canisters set inside.
I must say... For an air marshal, you have a beautiful face.
Oh, thank you very much.
You could have been a
model.
Oh,
this is Gareth for Town Crier News, and we are getting a live tour of the inside of the dragon. This is very exciting.
What's in that front part up there?
Oh, that's the brain of the dragon.
The brain of the dragon.
I see that.
Can I ask you a quick question? When you're doing these news reports, you're just saying stuff out loud?
To the town.
I'm listening
to the town.
How else would you get news
I'm
out?
I'm listening.
How else would you let people know what's happening? If not to yell and cry.
I guess that was it. I don't know.
How do you do it? Do you drop news and information from the dragon?
I actually use this device.
What's that then?
It's what I showed you earlier.
It's a fire in his hand. Here,
it's
put this
weapon.
Leech on your
you
face.
Let you, you, what do you do with the weapon?
I can...
What's that then?
What is that?
There's sound coming out of the machine in his hands.
Why is that happening?
That might
How do you do
knock
that?
Greensleeves from the top of the charts.
It's
been number one for 200 weeks.
It's a devil.
Everybody sing along. On the stairway to heaven. Huh? What do you think?
It's catchy.
Jessica, where are we with those guns?
Tiano and I are ready.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Tiano, okay. All right.
We had a thing before. We had we got competing tattoos, and it was...
What? Do we just take them out?
I think we do. Actually, here. I don't know. Grab one of them and put the gun to their head, and we'll show them.
I don't want to do that.
Well, give me the fucking gun. You, get over here. Get over here.
All right. Oh, he's got me in a chokehold.
That's right.
This is a live report from the inside of the dragon.
I am the master now of this town.
Oh,
and I'll prove it. I have fire that comes out of my...
Pardon me, sir. It's more a village than a town, really.
What's going on in it?
I think someone's knocking on the plane door.
A night's guard here. What's going on inside?
Let me just pop the fuselage. I've been reading.
Yes. Can we help you?
Is everything all right here? Look, screaming.
It's not all right, sir.
Oh, look, that was all on it. What's going on in here?
Just trying to figure out how to get home. We seem to be a little lost, and we don't want any problems, although you've already killed my co-pilot.
Right, well, I'm going to take you all down to the king.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't you not?
Listen to this one, eh?
You don't
think it's going
to
happen.
Or maybe we should go to the king.
Maybe he doesn't we should think go to the king.
Cause some real motherfucking havoc.
Oh, I was thinking we could reason with him.
You have an Uzi?
Which one is that?
The big pink one.
Oh, yes.
Bring
I
that with you.
Okay, okay.
Yes, we would like to see your king.
Yeah,
please.
Let's take him to the king then.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Take him to the king!
We're so scared.
Strangers going to the king! Strangers going to the king!
Strangers going to the
king! Shut more the fuck up,
puddings, down there! Boys, more pudding.
More pudding!
Pudding!
My leash, we have two people who have,
Where's the plane? What is the plane?
Don't know, my lord, but it's, they probably know. These people were inside a dragon plane.
I've got a ruby stuck in my belly button. Care to eat it out?
Don't know if I can eat a ruby, my lord, but I'll definitely try.
Listen, your highness. We come from a different land. We are offering you two options. One, you listen to us and we can help you prosper and... be a more successful people. Or two.
Boy, this boy's sweating, isn't he?
We will take over this entire kingdom.
Oh.
Your choice.
Not option two.
Your Highness, could we just kill him?
Yeah. Try to kill me.
Kill the man.
Kill him.
If I may, sire, they definitely have the plague by now. There's no way they have
put
not
them in the glass tank so that we can watch them die.
Yes.
Jessica, now would be the time to pull out the fire.
I did drop that. I dropped that. The moat. I wasn't expecting a moat to be so beautiful. I was leaning over to see if there were any alligators, and there weren't. But I did drop the use.
How about you?
I got a piece on me. But we gotta sell something before I pull it out.
Did you hear them mention we have the plague?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next week, got an all-new time plan.
Woohoo! Well, that was fun. And I want to apologize officially to Joey. It's actually Chris who has a little difficulty with the British accent.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want that on the record.
Yeah. That's my bad.
You made us wait for it.
That's 100% my bad.
I'm glad we clarified that.
This one from Alana Berry. Greetings from sunny Australia.
Day.
I want it.
Good
day. Guys, relax with those things.
I want to begin by saying that Alchemy This is currently my second favorite podcast, but first in the comedy category.
Oh,
whenever I get tired of learning from Josh and Chuck,
My favorite also.
Yep.
Josh and Chakaroo.
The wonderful Stuff You Should Know podcast. I need some belly laughs. I tune in and listen to you guys. Aussies are very irreverent, so I appreciate all of the politically and socially incorrect characters that you bring to life.
Wait, which? What?
I have an idea for the show. Since my parents-in-law moved into a retirement village, we love hearing every week what was discussed at the residence committee meeting. I long to be a fly on the wall during those discussions and only hope that you can recreate some of their conversations, including who flushed bed sheets down the toilet and blocked up all the plumbing. Someone has been letting their dog poop on the putting green, and that guy with a homemade speed gun who is trying to citizens arrest anyone exceeding the 9 miles per hour speed limit. I look forward to you bringing the Retirement Village Residence Committee meeting to life. Keep doing what you do, and I will be eternally grateful. Alana from Sydney, Australia.
Now, here at Leisure World, we have rules, do we not?
I don't understand.
No, I don't like having to call a meeting this late in the evening. It's really 7 p.m. Late. It's 7 p.m.
Harold, I got out of bed for this. Please get to the point.
Okay, well, the point is rules are constantly being broken.
Is that milk?
Name two.
Pass the milk.
Is that milk? I was told there would be bowls of milk.
There's bowls of milk. Someone they're behind you.
Sammy the kitten, bowls of milk. All right, what is it?
Well, this actually is in regards
this to... milk
to,
is too cold.
Sammy, listen up. This is about you.
This milk is cold.
Sammy. I don't know why we don't have soft serve.
Well, we're working on that.
Why don't we have soft serve? There was a Sunday bar promised in the literature. No soft serve.
If you freeze the milk.
No
the,
one
the,
wants
the
to
milk,
talk about it. No bites.
I think there's enough soft serve here at the village, if you know what I'm saying.
Diarrhea?
Poop.
No, I want soft serve.
A lot of soft serve.
Okay, look, I'm trying to go to bed, okay?
What are the two things you wanted to talk about?
First, yes. Sammy.
Sammy, what the hell?
The toilet cannot
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm looking for my dad.
At this son? Hour?
It's me. Maybe it's me.
Visiting, son? Visiting hours are over.
Is that you, son?
Paul. Hey, Paul. I'm so sorry. I have to do this for everybody. Paul.
Oh, yes. Give me a hug. I haven't seen you in so long.
Hey, I can't pay for this place anymore, okay?
Wait, what?
So here's $20. That's all
oh,
I got.
No.
I got to get out of here, okay?
Oh,
I got to get out of here and...
Hey, sonny boy, what happened? Hey, why can't you pay for Pop's...
Fuck you, man. I don't know you, man.
This is unnecessary.
Right?
All
right. Luke, I live here.
Fuck everybody else.
Get
Luke,
the taser gun.
You don't know me.
Lenny, get the taser gun.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Come here. I was in the Australian Army.
Well, that was unfortunate.
Oh, my son.
Before he wakes up, can we find out what the hell he thinks was happening?
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, he just gave me $20. You guys are cool with it, though.
No,
This is Marvin McHugh in room 1492. Yes.
Oh, no, Marvin's here.
Yes, Marvin.
What are we going to do about how fast people are going around this place? They're zipping around.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Sammy, you are... throwing things into toilets.
There's not enough milk here.
Constantly. But more importantly, you're also zipping around here as if you were back in the old NASCAR days, and you're just not.
I want two cups. I want two Daytona cups.
Sammy, listen, please. We're having a meeting, and you just
Marvin's consent.
You're zipping around. Listen to Down Under. You're zipping like a lunatic.
Don't call me that.
Well, I think
call me that.
Sorry,
you need to stop flushing things. You need to drive slower. Lincoln, we all have to say goodbye to you.
Wait,
your son made it very clear you can't live here anymore, so let's all say bye to Lincoln.
Bye, Lincoln.
Bye,
Lincoln.
Can you guys
Don't
help
the
me
door
get my son?
In the ass.
Can we get my son out of here?
No,
he's
laying
on the ground.
We have a waiting list, people who want to get in and take your place.
We'll take your son out. Don't worry about him.
I think there's also an issue. I think there might be some human feces on the putting green.
What other kind of feces would that be?
I don't know anything about the feces on the putting
you
green.
You seem a little defensive.
Okay. I just wanted to pipe in and say I don't know anything about the feces on the putting green.
Okay, well, Morgan, it sounds like you do.
I don't prove it.
It makes for a more challenging putt, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Morgan, every day with this. Ass business.
If it's going to take me eating his ass to find out if he's pooping on
ass.
The green, I'll do it.
Go ahead, eat it and try to fecal match it to the green because I swear
Stefan,
to God,
why don't you just take a sample?
No.
No, this is a point of fried. This is a point of fried pride. Okay.
Fine. So, get in there and have let's some.
I'll do it. We need a forensic specialist.
All right. Hold on. Hold on.
I don't know. The kid's about to eat my ass.
No. All right. Now, Morgan.
Let me eat that ass.
Let me eat.
This
that
is getting out of control.
This is Marvin McHugh in room 1492.
Yes, Marvin.
How many of the points on the agenda today do not concern poop in some form?
Most of the points do not concern poop.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we move on to some of those?
I think we should.
No one wants to talk about the soft serve, so that's not poop at all. It's quite the opposite. A nice treat. You don't need to wear teeth to enjoy.
Well, if you get chocolate, it does kind of look like poop.
I need to make something very clear.
I like a good zebra cone.
Leisure World is hanging on by a thread. Okay.
What does that mean?
That means...
I know what that means. There's an owl that's been visiting me every night.
Oh, here we go. Texas Tyler.
No, Tyler. No.
Let him talk.
The owl has been bringing me presents. And some of those presents might be prophecy.
Let him talk.
He's talking.
He's talking about owl poop.
Now, the pellets that an owl throws up.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of fur, and there's tiny bones. And you can actually make the
bones tell a story.
They tell a story.
The bones tell a story.
Let's read the bones. What do you got?
No, what? Okay.
All right, here, let's see.
I don't want to read the bones again. I hate it when they read the bones.
There's some bones in my milk.
All right, everybody. We are this close to losing Leisure World.
What does that mean exactly?
Oh, you know what that means.
Well, we're losing one. Get the paddles.
There goes Morgan. Did you want to eat his ass real quick before he dies?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Get the paddles.
I thought we were moving on from poop.
We're moving on. Listen, Leisure World is about to be bulldozed.
Are you asking for more money again?
No, I don't need any more of your money.
I don't
then
have
how do
any
we stop
money.
It from with closing?
With a good attitude.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, I feel good.
Oh, everybody? Oh, you think that's easy?
I'm cheery.
May I have a moment to talk about the savings bonds I'm selling?
Gladys.
Because I could make you rich, okay?
Why don't you
who here likes the smell of money in the morning? Anyone? Everyone
hands
likes
up.
The smell.
Hands
that's
up.
Right. And if you like what I did last week with talcum powder, you're going to love this savings bond plan. Come on up. All I need is any volunteer at all.
Marvin?
No one in a wheelchair. Sorry, Marvin.
I'm rich in spirit.
Well, that doesn't count in real world. Now, come here. I need a sprightly young man. Anyone at all?
Well, I'm an orderly
here. Come on. Oh, yes.
Can I still participate?
May I pinch your bottom?
Please don't.
Consent is sexy.
Oh.
Now, what's your name, honey bunny?
My name's Jumi.
His name is Jumi. Now, Jumi, would you like to be rich?
I mean, of course.
Okie dokie.
Don't Jew me out of my savings.
All right.
Whoa.
Marvin.
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 This is what
Marvin.
I'm talking about.
Thank you, Hitler.
I like that kind of joke.
Marvin.
I like those jokes.
I made it clear early on. I'm a known anti-Semite.
What I want to know about is if something's funny, it's funny, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, so that's funny.
Give us an example.
No.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jew.
Jew who?
Yuck.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've heard that one.
I got one for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I'll ask the questions.
I got one for you.
You know?
Don't you say Allah first?
So am I going to get rich, or should I just finish cleaning up?
I'm just using you as an example of the enthusiasm everyone has for a little bit of money.
Okay.
Now, for a savings bond, how does it work? You pay half now, you make threefold more in 2 weeks. I just need some cash. Anybody have some cash on them? Come on up.
I don't want to give my money back. I'm
Marjorie,
working here.
And I'm here to make you rich.
Marjorie.
I'm here to make your dreams come true.
I have a question about the savings bonds.
Of course.
What is this, 1958?
Oh!
In your face.
Burn.
Tony,
up, way up. Savings bonds. What is this, my bar mitzvah?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
This is Marvin Q, room 1492. Are we going to do something about the colors of the room?
Again, with the racist comments.
We all agreed as a unit that eggshell was sufficient.
It's very drab and depressing.
Well, you know in the contract you are allowed to accent one wall of your choosing per unit. So
I chose to accent the ceiling.
Then that was your choice.
I did a self-portrait on the ceiling.
We've all seen it.
And now it looks like a mirror.
It looks great.
And a nude.
It's very disproportioned, if I may.
Well, I, you know.
Like it's all penis. Like 70% schmeckle.
It's a lot of... Hey, wait, no.
Wait,
no Yiddish.
Okay, all right.
No Yiddish in my restaurant.
No Yiddish.
We're going to lose this place.
I think.
There's my owl. Brought some more bones.
There's my owl.
Read the bones.
Duck down, duck down, and let the messenger present.
There's my owl.
Read the bones already.
Hold on. Let me see what it says here. On the night sky, there will be something that rise. All will see and none shall survive.
Those are the bulldozers I was talking about.
The only way to escape the pain is to know each other by their eternal name.
That's the good attitude I was talking about.
Wow. To see the sun. To see the sun and know its path.
Wait, wait, see the sun and know its path.
The only way to make the math.
Keep going.
Make the math.
There's a lot more.
I'm trying to keep up.
It's a lot of bones.
Keep going.
If we see each other on the four, then we know that it's before.
Is it written, the bones in the rhythm like that?
Yes, the way they bend.
I see.
Look, every time that we try to have a meeting, it gets interrupted by an owl prophecy.
I don't understand about seeing each other on the four.
or before.
And the math. What does it mean?
Hello, it's the FBI.
Jesus, I need to get a new job.
I gotta go. I gotta kill myself. Marvin, did you do this?
No, don't kill yourself.
Okay, everybody, I'm gonna open the door. Everybody FBI. Just act normal.
Why must we panic?
Just quiet. I'm gonna open the door for the FBI. Hello?
Did someone pass gas right before this?
It was me. I was opening the door, and it creaked, and I passed gas. I don't know what you heard.
Are you Jumi?
Yes.
Pleasure. I am Special Agent Tasser.
Oh.
What kind of name is that?
Okay. Guys, this is a member of the Federal
Bureau.
Where
are you from? Where are your people from?
People. I'm from Idaho. Thank you very much.
Tasser.
Okay.
What's your business?
My business is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I understand. With us, what do you want?
Tessa, you're not allowed to just walk in here. Excuse me.
Yes, I am. I have a warrant.
A warrant?
Yes, I do.
For what?
For the arrest of Mr. Lerner.
What? No.
I
run this place.
He runs the whole
place. I've got a clean record. You've got nothing on me.
I don't mind if you take him.
Wait a second. What does it say, the warrant?
Mr. Lerner.
Yes.
Is a known operative of foreign government.
Foreign?
Oh, no.
Foreign?
Corrupting the minds of the elderly.
For what purpose?
To militarize the elderly and use them as a weapon against our people.
Militarize the ugly. Elderly.
Militarize the ugly. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Wait a second. Fuck you. What kind of genius wants to militarize old people? What kind of plan?
Why don't you ask Mr. Lerner?
Is it a Zionist conspiracy?
Yes, of course, Tasser. Let me do your job. Why are you, what is this?
You've got nothing else to live for.
Go on.
You've got money. You've got this much gumption and no sense.
Yeah.
You're the perfect operative to send into the field, pooping yourselves and eating each other's butts and drinking milk out of bowls, you idiots. We want to sacrifice all of you for the greater good.
I don't understand. Well, if we're pooping ourselves and making a mess and what? What are you talking about?
You're just death dummies.
When do we start? And who are we going after? I'm excited about this.
Well, hold on. Mr. Tasser is still here. We should probably wait for him to go.
Now, look,
I'm part of the FBI,
okay? I have to give you a one-week warning.
What does that stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Found.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
People of Leisure
items.
World, if you want to follow me,
take
the
out
enemy
Tasser.
Is in this room.
Tasha,
we're here to overthrow
the goodnight.
U.S. Good government.
Good night.
Thank you.
That was simple.
Ewan?
These are just like y'all slowly coming at me.
What was the name of 1492?
Marvin McHugh.
McHugh, yeah. Did you bring your weapons?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Pretend Tasser is a Jew and let's go.
Hold on. He can say that.
There's a difference between humor and hate crime.
All right. You know what? Look. This is so fucked. I don't want to be in here, honestly. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give everyone a week's notice.
No, you're not leaving.
A week's notice?
We're giving you a notice.
That's a week notice.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to give everyone a week, and then I'll be back with all of the FBI.
All of them.
All of the FBI?
You're not going anywhere.
I think I am.
Learner. Have a seat in this wheelchair.
Oh,
eat some of this milk.
Okay.
Oh, gross.
Look, I would like to prove myself worthy of your task, Mr. Lerner.
Yeah.
I would like to prove myself worthy of the team by being more of a leader than a follower. I would like to take Tasser out with one quick blow to the neck, the jugular. If you'll watch. If you'll watch my demonstration.
Please.
I just have to put on this
glove. I don't think this is good. I think this is bad.
Well, then stand back. Here we go. Ready?
I think this is bad.
Oh, no, it is bad.
This is bad.
I don't know if you can punch open a jugular.
Take this. I had to really do it. Let me try again.
You're never going to be able to punch open a jugular. Mr. Lerner, I need this for a college credit, and I want to get a nursing degree. Have you sabotaged my future?
No.
Who's going to take out
Tess? I've given you a future.
I still don't understand the plan.
We're going to kill an FBI agent, and
that's
I think
right.
that that's going to
No, the first plan, militarize the ugly. For what?
Well, no one expects the ugly or the elderly to be...
Bingo.
But what are we
soldier.
Trying to do?
Who Overthrow are we trying to the get? U.S. government.
Oh!
Is this... this is Marvin McHugh, room 1492.
Yes, Marvin, we know.
Is this meeting going to be done soon? Because I want to watch Time Plane.
He's found another button for the scene!
Two Time Planes!
Oh, man, two for two. Greg Kukowski.
Two Time Planes.
Man,
that's
Johnny Buttons, they call me.
The journey of Marvin.
These are all scene suggestions from your fan mail. Write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. This one comes all the way from Helsinki, Finland.
Oh.
You heard me. Alexi.
Kind of that.
Alexi Vakonin.
Say it correctly.
Okay. Vakonin.
Thank you.
Dear Alchemist, longtime listener, first time corresponder.
Ooh.
Alchemy This is the funniest podcast around. I would be totes stoked. Oh, boy.
It's a millennial.
Just went south so quickly. If you guys and gals could combine my love for your podcast and my love for the quintessential American form of theater, pro wrestling. I bet it'd be funny to hear two wrestlers argue about who's going to win the upcoming fake fight. Both fake fight.
That's real.
What?
Both
Ouch.
Guys have hit a bit of a rough patch in their personal lives and both in their own opinion need a win. Throw in the promoter, referee to make peace.
Okay.
Anyhow, I truly enjoy your weekly hour of fun. Thanks for the great times. Alexi from Helsinki, Finland.
All right, 10 minutes, okay? Tickler, you're up. So is Snake Man, all right?
Thank you, Ken.
I just think it's about time I get a win. I mean, I'm not looking to win a belt. I'm looking to win a win.
Yeah, Alexi, what's your purpose? What are you saying?
I'm saying that I deserve it. I've put in the time and the effort, and I could just go for one win. I don't care if it's a disqualification. I don't care if it's too many men in the room. Just give me one win.
Too many men in the room.
You know,
making shit up now?
In the ring. In
the
ring.
Yeah.
Just my kids are going to school and everybody's making fun of them because not only am I a bad guy, but I'm a bad guy that always loses.
Squatter, what do you think?
Ah, Jesus.
There
come
we
on.
Go.
You can't. That's a terrible argument. That's a terrible
Let's
argument.
Let's hear him out.
Which one are you again? What's your name?
What's my name?
Tickler or Snake Man?
I'm Snake Man. You can't tell by these tats. These tats are totes my goats.
Look,
snakes.
Look, Snake Man. The times, they are changing, just what? Like my character right now before your very eyes.
Oh.
This sport is evolving. You're old. You've got boring tricks. The words, the name Snake Man, that's not exciting. The Tickler, however,
huh?
Now that's intriguing.
Ah, jeez.
Listen to Future Boy. He knows what he's talking about.
I just feel like even sometimes it's good to let the bad guy win. It invigorates the crowd, and they want to see the good guy win later.
Up, up. Careful, boys. The newsie's in the room. Oh, boy.
Don't call me the newsie.
Well, what do you got? What do you want?
I mean, I just wanted to get my coffee.
Right.
Sorry, this is a boys' club. Excuse me.
We gotta let her in.
Yeah, we have. Yes, you do have to. There are laws. What's wrong with you?
No, it's fine. Get your coffee.
You know what? The Tickler, you're all fucking washed up.
What is your point?
Wiggly little fingered freak. Get out of my way.
Oh.
Snake Man, you too.
Knock, knock, everybody decent. It's the Colonel. I want to talk to my wrestler.
Okay. Colonel?
Well, there you are, my boy. There is a great crowd out there that are waiting to see you.
Listen, I have to break my promise. Oh! They're waiting to see me lose.
Well, you know, you're taking a heel turn, aren't you?
I feel like today I've got them. They're going to agree to let me have a win.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the image, right, Colonel?
Flipping the script.
I mean, I'm hoping I've talked these guys into it.
Okay, well, you know, you are hanging on by a thread, my friend.
When you say hanging on by a thread, is it better for me to win or to lose?
It's better. Look, I've got some money on today's bout.
That I lose?
All right, that you lose.
Well, here's the thing. My kid keeps getting made fun of at school because his dad keeps losing.
You have a kid?
Yeah, I have a kid. I have three kids.
I represent so many wrestlers.
Well, I thought you came to my family Thanksgiving
party. That's right. Oh, look at this. Right. Look at this backstage. Oh, Mr. Colonel, how do you do? How do you do, Mr. Cornell?
Well, look who it is.
Giorgio Luciano.
Yeah, I know you, Giorgiano.
I just say my name once in a while, let people remember who I am. I got a big money on this match show, bubba. So I want to make sure it goes the right way.
Well, I am taking care of that, as you see, my friend.
Very good, Giorgio Luciano. Now, let me tell you this. If it doesn't go the way that I want it to go and the way that I need it to go, something bad is going to go down.
And which way is that?
Who the hell is this? What's up with this guy's fingers? Why are they so loose?
Tickler.
Whatever. Colonel, I'm going to be
come
out.
Come here.
Guess what the hell is this?
Don't let him tickle you.
What the hell is this guy doing, huh?
Hey, Sarah.
Giorgio Luciano.
I just want to say that was a really great date. And like, not only are you the smartest girl in economics, you're also the prettiest.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're going to just pass out these tests, make sure everyone has one.
Mm-hmm. Great. I just got to tell you one thing.
Okay.
Before we take this test.
This is weird timing.
I know. It's just I want to get it off my chest so my head can be clear for the test.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the wrestling?
Right, just make sure that you read the instructions, everybody, okay, from top to bottom. Please read the instructions.
How much time do we have?
Are you familiar
with all class?
With professional wrestling at all?
Why do you ask?
Well, I'm involved somehow. Well, not me personally, but my dad is.
Okay.
And I don't want that to ruin things between us.
I don't know. That shouldn't affect anything between us.
I'm trying to take a test. Plus, your father's probably losing again tonight.
That's what I wanted to tell you about.
What?
My dad is Snake Man.
I don't know what that means.
Thank God. Never mind.
I don't watch wrestling.
Great. Terrific.
Hey, Tommy, what do you got on number three?
C.
Got it. Thank you.
Tommy, were you just cheating?
He did.
Tommy, did you just cheat?
What?
Stand up.
What?
His stand dad's up. A wrestler, Teach.
Oh, what? Take your shirt off, Tommy.
What?
Stand up and take your shirt off, Tommy.
No, that's wrong.
Tommy?
Tommy, you don't have to take your shirt off.
Tommy, stand up
and
take your shirt off.
I'll
stand
up. I'm videotaping this with my phone.
Your dad's a wrestler?
Yes.
Take your shirt off.
Oh my God.
You're a cheater,
he's
like
got
a real
tattoo.
Wrestler's son.
He's got a tattoo.
Hey, that's not fair.
Hey, you're expelled, Tommy.
What?
You're expelled for having a tattoo under your shirt.
That's how I don't understand
that's
that.
That's an expulsionary offense.
And I just want to add on to say that if he's expelled, I'm breaking up with you, Tommy.
Oh, then
that took a laugh.
I would like to date you.
Wait a second.
No. My teacher.
Okay.
Don't do this
so
to
weird.
Me.
Okay.
Don't
can't put
do
me
this.
Okay.
Like, why would you do that to the whole class?
Okay.
Like, feel it out.
Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Everybody, I need this. I can't be kicked out of school and lose my girlfriend and admit that my father is Snake Man all in the same afternoon. That's too much. I don't know what will happen to me if I have to bear all of this bad news at the same time.
What if he wins tonight?
That's never going to happen.
If he wins, you're back in school.
And I'm engaged to you.
Oh.
No. Why did I say that?
Okay. Will you marry me? So, Colonel, I have to win tonight. I made a
promise. Why is that
to
again?
My son is going through a tough time.
It's all
right. Do you know how hard it is to grow up in a social media world?
With a chest tattoo. Go on.
Well, the tattoo was his mom's choice.
Yeah, Snake Boy. Real clever.
Yeah, I think he probably is not going to join in wrestling.
I can't imagine what it's like for the children of today dealing with social media. In my age, we only had postcards. That's how fast
I grew
news
up
traveled.
In the same world you did.
Is that Kevin Spacey?
It sounds a lot like
that
character
Kevin Spacey?
From House of Cards.
Sounds like
all right, gentlemen, referee here. The referee has walked into the room. Now I need a clean fight today, as fake as possible, obviously. No one gets hurt, and I need to know really
Duncan,
quick.
Duncan, save this for the ring.
Save this for when we're in the ring. You don't got to do this here.
What? I like to get my
Has everybody been mic'd?
Not
yet, but it's just like...
Has everyone been mic'd?
Not yet.
Let me get a love for my wrestler, please.
Okay, I just need to know who's going to win, who's going to lose tonight.
I'm going to win.
That's the Colonel.
Wait, Snake... I have my note. Okay, I'll write that down. Snake Man is going to win.
Hey, we're on now. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay, here we go. Here we go then. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Fighting.
Yay! WWF.
Previously known as Wrestling Extreme. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very exciting match. Over here doing his thing is the Tickler! And over here doing his thing is Snake Man!
Come on!
Duncan, don't just say their thing. Like, you know what I mean? Spice it up.
Give me a note.
Just say that he's doing the tickling thing or he's doing the snake movement. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your referee with some more information about your wrestler.
Why don't they use the microphone?
This one over here is the Tickle Man. You know him from tickling. And making you laugh in pain.
Are you going to say wet? I'm wet.
What?
Don't get those.
Why? Okay, Snake Man.
That's me.
You know him from being the man of many snakes. The man who makes...
Well, the Snake Man versus the Tickler. What a match we have this evening.
How you doing? You in the box too?
No,
huh?
Please. I'm not talking. I'm talking to the camera.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a monologue to the camera.
Holy shit. Are you Kevin Spacey?
No, I am not Kevin Spacey.
Hey, man, if you're Kevin Spacey, fuck you, man.
I have permission to break the fourth wall.
If you're
my
Kevin Spacey, get the fuck out of here, all right?
Hey.
Giorgio Luciano, okay?
Hey, take it easy.
No, that's Kevin Spacey. I don't know what the fuck
this is. I am not Kevin. I am the Colonel. I am a longtime wrestling promoter.
All right.
Where's your chicken?
Well, my chicken is in the car, but he will make an appearance by the end of the match.
I don't believe you no fucking Colonel if you don't got no chicken.
Hey.
I'm Sarah. Not that Colonel.
Sarah, why don't you slide over next to me as we watch this match together? Because, like, if
it's a little early for that.
I just feel like if my dad wins, then, like...
And if your dad doesn't win?
I got you popcorn.
Why'd you bring the teacher?
I didn't bring the teacher. He just invited himself.
Why are you here?
I'm off duty. I can do what I want.
All right. Look, we know how this goes. If my dad wins, I'm engaged to Sarah. If my dad loses, I'm out of school and she's yours.
No. I never agreed to that.
Okay.
I just want to be clear.
Okay. Is that a good deal to
you?
That is not a deal.
Okay.
What did you agree to?
What are you doing here, Mom?
Well, it seemed like a place to be.
Okay. This is my mom.
Did you bring enough popcorn?
Nice to meet you.
What did you agree to, Sarah?
I agreed that I will break up with you if your dad loses, which it seems is going to happen. And if he wins, we'll get engaged, but I have the freedom to decide that was a horrible idea.
But when does the teacher own you?
I don't.
Okay,
no.
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
Teacher. So,
what is happening?
Oh, how do you do?
Yes, hello.
How do you do?
This is Mrs. Snakeman.
Mrs. Snakeman. How do you do?
Fine.
I'm Roger Kerner.
Roger, a pleasure.
Roger?
So, Mom,
I didn't know your name was Roger.
Is this a chaperone situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
He's
Thank
off
you
duty.
For keeping an eye on the
Ma,
children.
Ma, I have a real good feeling about Dad tonight.
Well, I know we have this discussion a lot, honey.
I
He's
know.
Probably going to disappoint both of us, so brace yourself.
You better make sure that guy wins.
Don't worry, my friend. The match will take a dramatic turn.
Well, ding, good. Ding, 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 ding,
well,
ding,
here
ding.
We go.
And with a fantastic heel flip, the Snake Man is on top of the ropes, dangling the Tickler from the bottom.
Yeah, you're gonna miss it up here. I'm gonna get everybody right.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful pump fake. Down with an elbow slash down to a crucifixion.
And is that my eyes, or are they doing a wing wang ding flap?
No, that is your eye.
Okay, gotta go.
Oh my. The Snake Man appears to be winning. Oh, but what machinations do I, Frank Underwood, the Colonel, have
am I the only one
under
hearing
my
this?
Skin?
Am I the only one hearing this? That's Kevin Bacon.
I'm several degrees removed from him, my friend.
Oh, no,
Sarah, hold my hand.
No.
Come on, I think Sarah, my dad's about to hand. Win.
Not until...
What is...
No, Sarah. I'm not going to hold your hand.
Okay, okay.
So, Roger...
You either hold my hand or you hold his hand, right?
Okay, okay. No, okay, it doesn't work like that.
Okay, dear, hold my hand. It'll be more comfortable.
Dad's going on the top ropes.
And here we go with the finishing move of the Snake Man, the Viper's bite. Oh, the tickler's down. The tickler is down.
Come on, Dad, pin him, Dad.
Is it just my eyes or is the Snake Man choking on his own tongue?
That's just your eyes.
Okay.
This is not what we
wish. Hey, what's going on, Colonel? What's happening here, my guy?
I don't know. This isn't a going according to plan.
Hey, you better tell me something right now, Mr. Bacon, or I'm going to skewer your meat.
Stop calling me Mr. Bacon.
Mom, I think Dad's choking on his own tongue.
This can't be happening.
This can't be happening. Sarah, why are you going next to Roger?
I'm not going next to Roger. I'm just scooting over, and Roger is getting closer to me.
If it's
I'm
okay.
not putting myself closer to Roger.
If it's okay.
My
if
dad's
it's okay.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Okay. Shh. Oh my God! We need to get a paramedics in there immediately. It looks like both of them.
A pair of medics? Where are we gonna find two at this hour?
No paramedics! Let it play out as nature intended.
I'm the referee. No paramedics! No paramedics!
Paramedics are being escorted out of the stadium.
Get this choking bastard off.
Wait a minute.
Me.
Who is that attractive teenage boy rushing the stage?
What are you doing, Tommy?
Tommy, don't.
Tommy,
give me a microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know me or not at all, actually, but you will today. Sarah. When I remove my shirt, you'll see that I am Snake Boy. Dad, I'm here to help.
Uh-oh, looks like it's a tag team match, and the Snake Boy ripped out of his father's throat a pearl, and it's a magic pearl, which gives him the power to win.
It's not a magic pearl. Where are you getting this shit, Dwayne?
It's in your eyes.
Dwayne, you're psychotic.
Uh-oh, Snake Boy is getting the tickler down.
Where's the colonel? Where's the colonel?
Looks like he's up in the upper deck. Feels like I'm giving a lot of exposition to this young boy. And let me tell you
He can move. Oh.
Wait. What?
Snake
Unhand me,
fly.
Son. Unhand me.
Who are you, Kevin? Which Kevin are you?
Oh, he knows too. He knows too.
I don't know who you're referring to.
For years, you've been making my dad lose. Not just these matches, but his dignity. This ends tonight.
I'm so proud of my boy.
I'm throwing you out of this box.
Roger, get your hands out of my pants.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Okay, what?
Look, I'm not the colonel, okay? There's a man.
Steve Gutenberg?
Is this Steve Gutenberg?
I'm not Steve Gutenberg.
Holy shit.
No,
there's a man who's in charge of the WWF, wrestling fighting.
Yeah.
Who's calling the real shots?
Who is it? I need a name.
His name is Kobayashi.
Kobayashi. Hey, give me that microphone again. Kobayashi, if you can hear me, show your face.
Show your face. Show your face.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
And the eternal being as Kobayashi has emerged, saying his name in repetition, releases the demon from his tomb.
What kind of a wrestling hookup is that?
All right, we'll get right back to this after a word from our sponsors.
Oh, I hope it's cat food.
Do you like cat food?
Is your cat food, okay?
Is your cat food all right?
Try this cat food.
Use this cat food.
Uh-oh. Feed the cat with the cat food. See how that works out.
Unhand me, Kobayashi! Dad, are you okay?
Wrestling. Fighting.
Now's your chance, Dad.
Wrestling.
You're the real champ.
Well, the only way to destroy Kobayashi is obviously with that magic pearl that was found in his father's throat.
And I'm someone could still just skeptical.
Shove that pearl down Kobayashi's throat.
All right, son, together, let's shove it down Kobayashi's throat. No, Dad, you're going to die. You're going to die.
The little boy dives in the air and brings that pearl straight down the throat of Kobayashi. I think this is it. That's how Kobayashi blew up all over the stands, and the fans will never be happy.
Well, my friends, that's not how I intended that to turn out at all. I merely saw a sign that said Kobayashi in the arena and grabbed for a name randomly. And oh, yes, I was the colonel all along.
Wow. So this is these are your memoirs, huh?
Yes, that's right.
Beautiful. Thank you for signing
them. Will you buy them?
I think
will you buy a copy?
I think you're Kevin Spacey. And I don't feel comfortable supporting you financially.
This Barnes & Noble's is closing in 5 minutes, so nobody showed up for your signing.
He showed up.
He was walking by.
Yeah,
You know, they usually have a train table where you are for kids. Thanks for ruining my kids' day.
Where do I find Cat in the Hat?
Aisle 3.
Probably in the Dr. Seuss section.
But we're closing.
Thank you, Mr. Spacey.
It is him, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm gonna.
Oh, you know what book you might want to check out?
What the?
Plane Traveler.
Look, the TV I'm up for a guest spot on Time Plane this week.
Oh yes, we finally find the end of the tunnel.
Oh,
what a ride for each and every one of you, especially our fans from all over the globe. Thanks for writing in. We really appreciate it. Your name here at alchemythis.com. We should thank folks also who came out to the West Side Comedy Theater on March 13th and saw our first live show. Much appreciated.
Oh, yeah. that was the most fun.
I liked about 71% of them, if I were more honest than I need to be. Let's go around and thank our alchemists, which I did not introduce at the top of the show as we're trying to mix things up, and I'm so glad we did to give more time to the funny. To my right, Mr. Joseph Greer. Joey?
Hello.
And where can folks find you, and why should they?
Oh, they should find me, because if they don't, I'm going to find them.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay.
And how do they find you?
You can find me online. On Instagram.
That's it, right?
Yeah,
just online.
Pretty much, that's it. You can see me live at West Side Comedy Theater, Bear Supply, Dynasty Typewriter, doing shows over there. So
you're all over Los Angeles.
I'm all over. If you find me online, though, on the Instagram, I post all the shows from there.
Oh, cool. So,
which is Jeppy Creeper, right? I mean, let's put the name out there.
Yeah, Jeppy.
Or driving around town in that pink Corvette.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that you?
Yes, that is me.
Angeline. All right. Jimmy Jack?
If you want to check out my material, I've got briefnewsbrief.com. You can listen to the podcast or just go there to get it. Or I'm The Heen on Twitter.
Yes, you are. Correct. Continue. Craig Kukowski.
At Orange Tux Improv on Twitter. Find out shows all around the Los Angeles and national and international areas. We have a monthly show at the West Side Comedy Theater, as well as sporadic shows at Second City.
When you say international, you have some plan in Canada?
That's right. Just over the border.
Sweet.
Yeah, in BC. Now I'm going to Copenhagen, Denmark.
Whoa!
And Warsaw, Poland, my friend.
Whoa!
And that's all on the website?
That's all on
the dates on the website?
Sure.
Which website should they go to check him out? That's good, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
He wasn't sure. Vanessa Ragland!
Hi!
Thank you again.
Pleasure to be here.
Sure.
Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram. Speaking of Angeline, she's doing an event
at the
theater.
No, she's not.
Yes,
wow.
I'm really excited. March 16th, and it's going to be her and Bob Baker, all their pink marionettes are going to do Pink Strings and Angeline, and she's premiering a new music video. So,
dear Lord.
Yeah, really
excited. Get your tickets at DynastyTypewriter.com.
Yes.
Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, at Chris Alvarado Instagram. Also, a lot of stuff at the West Side Comedy Theater. There are people in Finland who are listening to the show, which is really exciting. But if you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, come check out a show at the West Side. We have shows there 7 nights a week.
Doug Bain, Engineer of the Stars. Sophie Lichterman, our producer. And all the fine folks at iHeartRadio. Follow us. Listen. Tell everyone you've ever met. Write a review. Subscribe. All those things. We really appreciate your support. It means the world to us. Does it not, Alchemist?
Yes! It does.
Grazie.
See you next time.
Bye.
Vanessa.
Alchemy this.